Kropotkin told us that sooner or later, history would have to be rewritten along new lines. From below. The history we've been given, as Popper says, is the history of the sociopathic philosopher-statesman. Under class, the line, the lens through which events are viewed is through scarcity, scarcity assumed. And of course, scarcity really is created scarcity, as class creates scarcity by definition in insisting on exclusive aggregation by the few. So that line fits, quote unquote, seems to make sense. And we're taught to view our story through the twisted lens of power driving excellence. But what makes more sense is the imbalance in human relationships attendant upon class, the evil seed sown by betrayal and child abandonment, the violation of good fellowship. I wrote about this in Palmer's chat. Coercion is by definition unstable. As water seeks its level, earth seeks its balance, and we are earth. Imbalance embedded in the human family has to be corrected. That's inevitable. And we seek mutual aid as certainly as all other species do. Peter Kropotkin showed us this, quote, sociability and need of mutual aid and support are such inherent parts of human nature that at no time of history can we discover men living in small, isolated families, fighting each other for the means of subsistence. On the contrary, modern research proves that since the very beginning of their prehistoric life, men used to agglomerate into gens, clans, or tribes, maintained by an idea of common descent and by worship of common ancestors. For thousands and thousands of years, this organization has kept men together, even though there was no authority whatever to impose it. It has deeply impressed all subsequent development of mankind. And when the bonds of common descent had been loosened by migrations on a grand scale, while the development of the separated family within the clan itself had destroyed the old unity of the clan, a new form of union, territorial in its principle, the village community, was called into existence by the social genius of man. This institution, again, kept men together for a number of centuries, permitting them to further develop their social institutions and to pass through some of the darkest periods of history. Stems are seen to fight against stems, tribes against tribes, individuals against individuals, and out of this chaotic contest of hostile forces, mankind issues divided into castes, enslaved to despots, separated into states, always ready to wage war against each other. And with this history of mankind in its hands, the pessimist philosopher, Hegel, comes readily to mind, triumphantly concludes that warfare and oppression are the very essence of human nature, that the warlike and predatory instincts of man can only be restrained within certain limits by a strong authority, which enforces peace and thus gives an opportunity to the few and nobler ones to prepare a better life for humanity in times to come. And that's from Peter Kropotkin, Mutual Aid. Peter understood that power selectively passes down the stories that further its message, its mission, and that ere long, history will have to be rewritten along new lines. So for instance, Plato's seemingly endless tomes and disingenuous propaganda are carefully preserved and falsely taught, while the anti-slavery movement of his day is discounted, if not disappeared altogether. Class is a weight that must be continuously applied and reapplied to survive. So the institutions and the financial tools are made to counter our continuous tendency to awake.